The rapprochement began with a letter from the mainland's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait sent to Taiwan's Strait Exchange Foundation. The half-page invitation asked for talks to be held in Beijing next month. It said the specific agenda will include discussion on regular direct flights between the mainland and Taiwan, as well as mainland tourists traveling to the island. The Taiwan organization accepted. The new development comes as the chairman of Taiwan's KMT party, Wu Bo-Shong, continues a week-long high-profile tour of China. Wu's meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao on Wednesday was broadcast live on China Central Television. The Chinese leader says Wu's visit represents a new circumstance. He also calls it a big event in the relations between the two parties, the Chinese Communist Party on the mainland and the KMT Party on the island, as well as for both sides of the Taiwan Strait. The KMT fled to Taiwan in 1949 after losing a civil war to the Chinese Communists. Beijing considers the separately governed island part of Chinese territory and has vowed to use force if necessary to prevent it from becoming independent. There is no timetable for resuming political talks, which have been frozen since 1999. But the two sides have moved closer since the election of the KMT's Ma Ying-jeou as Taiwan president in March. Ma's predecessor, the Democratic Progressive Party's Chen Shui-bian, was seen as more independence-minded. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.